Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Special people, and they're doing really well. I don't think I see that blue wave. You know, it's interesting. We have the strongest economy in the history of our nation. And I hear about a blue wave. I say, why is there a blue wave? You're doing better now with jobs. Today, there are more people working than at any time ever in the history of our country. President has ever had this economy. I want to thank Bill Johnson. Where's Bill? Bill. Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Warren Davidson. Warren. Thank you. Bob Gibbs. The great Jim Jordan. You know, people don't know this about Jim. He was one of the best wrestlers ever in college wrestling. And when you see the way he fights, every time I watch, I said to my wife, I said, look at that guy. That is tough. He lost one match in 3 years of college. What happened in the fourth year, by the way? Right? Anyway, thank you very much, Jim. Great guy. Thank you. To see what happened to the guy that beat him. He was not in good shape then. We loved you. Bob Latta. Bob. Thank you, Bob. NRCC Chairman Steve Stivers. Where's Steve? Steve, thank you. When I called you, Steve, the other night, you weren't there. You called me back and I said, forget about it. I don't know. Thanks, Steve. Great job. You're doing a great job. And they're doing great in Ohio, you know. And Anthony Gonzalez. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you. And a very big congratulations to Troy Balderson. Thank you, Troy. Well, you were maybe the band who didn't pull that out. Hey, that group. I'll tell you, I was there with Jim, and I said, Jim, if they don't win this thing, I'm in trouble. And you know, as soon as you won, they just started backing up and leaving. They didn't want to talk about it. But now I understand you're in great shape in November 20. That was really a great race. They spent a lot of money against Troy. With an incredible wife, even greater than him, but these are long details, talking about you. But Senator Rob Portman, who really is a very special, very special person. I got to know him. At first, I didn't know him. I didn't know too much. I knew of him. I respected him by name only. But we got to be friendly, and he has been a tremendous help in the Senate. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you both. Special people. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She was really tough and smart and did a great job. And she's become a friend of mine, Lieutenant Governor Mary McKenna. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. Good job. Those two guys are on the same side, right? They're not easy. You did a fantastic job. Thank you. We're thrilled to be joined by Ohio's fantastic Attorney General and your next governor, Mike DeWine. Thank you, Mike. What a smart, what a tough team this is. Along with your future Lieutenant Governor, Ohio State Secretary of State, John Houston. They're tough, they're smart, they love this state. I've known them a long time. They are really something very special, and you're lucky to have them. And I will tell you, I also know your opponent, because we had to get him the hell out of the... He was destroying a lot of people's lives. He was destroying people's lives, great people. people that had businesses for many years. He was destroying their lives. He was terrible. He was terrible. All you have to do is pick up some of the editorials about him. I'll tell you, fellas, if you don't win that race, I would be so disappointed. I will say you should never run again. Get him to get the information on the building, okay? The building that he bought. Well, they spent $250 million buying a building that was worth a fraction of that. But call my office. I have so much information. I feel like, man, God. Oh, we'll be happy when we get rid of him. Nick Mulvaney did a great job. I also want to recognize one of the most dedicated campaign volunteers in the state. Everybody knows her. Cookbook, Mike's amazing wife, Fran. Thank you for your family. Thank you, honey. Good job. Good luck. Good luck. So Mike's running against the far left candidate. And, you know, he was groomed by Pocahontas. The legendary Pocahontas. No, actually, not that one. Was that one would have a problem, but it wasn't that. He was groomed by Elizabeth Warren. His name is Cordray, and he's trouble. He's a guy that is real trouble. That's why I have you. You have these incredible two people running. It's a very important thing. He'll destroy your state. Cordray will destroy your state. He spent the last 6 years in Washington trying to regulate community banks. You all know about it. Small businesses all over the place that are going into oblivion. They were coming up. I didn't know anything about him. I started running for president. Everybody said, oh, you're running for president. Remember many of the people that I called the fakers, they were saying, oh, he's doing this for fun. You think this is fun? It's not fun. I had a fun life, but I actually like this better. But I have to say that people were coming up to me, strong people, tough people with businesses that were 100 years old. People that were pillars of their community, and they had tears in their eyes. What Cordray was doing, he was putting them out of business. He was actually putting them out of business. What he did to those people was just terrible. So, as you know, we're here for Jim, but we're also here for these two guys. And I think it's very important for the state. So, you're going to be sent some information on the $250 million of federal money. I'm sending it to you. And it's a very important thing that you study it. And I also want to, maybe I'll have Jim call, because Jim calls all the time. Jim just doesn't stop. But I'll have Jim call my office. I'm going to have you some information sent to you. You won't believe what you're going to read. Everybody needs to get out. Vote for the two guys, and we're honored to be joined tonight by another very special guest, the next U.S. Senator from Ohio, Jim Renacci. Jim is running for the place, a very liberal Democrat. You know, I don't see Ohio as liberal. Are you liberal? Anybody like liberal? I don't get it. Running against Sherrod Brown. And Sherrod voted no on our tax cuts. He voted no on repealing Obamacare. He voted no on Neil Gorsuch. How do you do that? First in his class at Harvard. First in his class at Oxford. Alta Canova. I don't think so. And he's probably going to vote now. Somebody said he already announced he's voting no on Judge Kavanaugh's phenomenal. Sherrod Brown voted for the liberal Obama judges who want to take away your Second Amendment. And just today, he did actually come out, today or yesterday, and he came out against Judge Kavanaugh. That's terrible. Sherrod Brown voted for the deadly and terrible sanctuary cities. The truth is, a vote for any Democrat at this point in November is a vote for Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and who? The legendary Maxine Waters, the de facto head of the Democrat Party. She's the de facto head now. Congratulations. congratulations. Maxine didn't know. I'm just telling Today's Democrat Party is being taken over by the so-called resistance. It's true. They have struck. I was just talking to Rob Portman. We have 400 almost people that aren't being approved. It's the most in the history of our government. They just won't approve them. They're slow walking every single, even if they vote for them, ultimately, they're taking the maximum period of time, and we're probably double. As bad a record as you've had in the past, as there has been, we're probably almost double what it is. We have 400 people. These people left their businesses. They set up homes in Washington. They thought it was going to go quickly. I'm talking about ambassadors, judges, people that are going to be fantastic for the administration. Here we are. We're going to be soon 2 years into the administration. We have a lot of people that haven't even been approved yet. And you can't get them through because the Democrats are lousy on policy. They're not great politicians. But the one thing, they stick together. They always stick together. And they slow walk everybody. And that's what it is. It's obstruction. And it's resistance. Their whole campaign is resistance. You know, they still haven't figured out they lost the election, but they're going to figure it out. There's a poll today that all of the candidates put together can beat Trump in the election of 2020. I think they felt good about that. Do you think they left it? I actually put it up on my mind. I don't know what to say. Said it to a lot of people. But you have left-wing haters and radicals trying to tear down our institutions, disrespect our great American flag, demeaning our law enforcement. Think of that, our flag, our law enforcement, ICE. Denigrate your history and disparage our great country. And they're going so far left and they're being dragged left. I knew Schumer when he was like somebody you could talk to. But he's been brought so far left, he can't, he's not even rational anymore. But we're not going to let it happen. Because we need our law enforcement. We need respect for our national anthem and for our flag. We're going to let patriotic and will defend our country and defend our way of life. Today's Democrats are not just extreme, they're really not in a position to govern. They're just not in a position to govern when you look at what they are and what they're doing. Open borders and crime. It's open borders and crime. We have in New York a governor, Governor Cuomo, sues everybody. You know, you go into that state, you get sued. That's why people don't want to move in. For that and the fact that it's the highest taxes. But if you go to New York, you get sued. And people are afraid to go to New York. They don't want to go. He recently stated that the youth slogan was, America was never great. That was it. Now, he was so angry at me. You know, he hates me, truly hates me. He just don't like me. Then I decided to run for office and he doesn't like me too much. Hey, Schumer used to love me. Hard to believe, isn't it? But Cuomo came out with that by mistake. He was so angry because make America great again. And he just said, oh, America's never going to be great again. And that was it. He walks off and it's like, everyone said, what? And he was talking to socialists, so they were going, whoa! Whoa, did you hear the, did anybody hear the end of that where the crowd was going, whoa! He was, that's not a good one. I said, that's job threatening. Now he's going to beat the person who's running in, actors, and, you know, get a lot of votes, but he's going to win. But, you know, you go outside, I don't think, somehow with that quote, instead of make America great again, say, America, how would that look going to happen? America was never great. Exclamation. Doesn't work. Even Portman couldn't get elected with that. I don't think so. And he's good. Cuomo's comments are really an insult to generations of American heroes whose blood and sweat and tears built the greatest country the world has ever known. And we are. The Democrat Party. Do you notice I never say Democratic Party? Because that's not really the name.
It sounds better, it flows better. In the speech, it sounds better. I always hate to say the Democrat Party because it doesn't sound good. That's why I say the Democrat Party's relentless assault on American institutions, traditions, and values can be seen in their shameful attacks on law enforcement. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, ordered local police to stand down, leaving brave ICE officers to face an angry mob of left-wing anarchists. Somehow, I wasn't too worried about the ICE officers. Were you, Jim Jordan? I don't know. Jim wasn't too worried about that. They were just fine. But they didn't think they'd have to defend themselves. The new platform of Democrat Party is to abolish ICE. They want to abolish the agency that is removing violent predators, drug dealers, murderers, MS-3 monster gang members, and even just recently, a Nazi criminal who nobody could get out for 40 years. We have a Republican, Bill Clinton of New York. He's a very strong Democrat. Probably never uttered the word Republican in his life. And he was on television saying what the President of the United States did was incredible. He's a leader in the Jewish community in New York, the leader. And he said, we've been trying to remove this man. He walked the streets of Flushing for where I grew up. That's where I grew up, that area, for many years, decades. And he was just walking the streets, and yet he was a man who killed many Jewish people, many, many thousands of Jewish people. And they've been trying to get him out of this country for decades. And we got him out. And I'll tell you, he got a couple of people. I actually think you would vote for me, and I'll tell you, he would never vote for a Republican. He's never been. But what he said was good. What he said was great. It was my honor, it was our honor, and ICE is the one that got him. But ICE has even double jobs in that because they are rough and they are tough and they're great people. But they go into gangs and nests of people that are so bad and so evil. When I call them animals, Nancy Pelosi got very angry and she said, you shouldn't talk about human beings like that. He said, they're not human beings. These are people that don't shoot. They like using knives because it's more painful. These are tough people, but they're good people. You know, they go out to Long Island and they get rid of MS-13. It's like you're liberating towns. This is like a war. It's like a country took over another country and they're being liberated. And they grab them. They fight them. They'd rather fight them. But they grab them and they throw them into the paddy wagon. And the towns are clapping and cheering. It's an incredible thing. And the Democrats want to get rid of these people. These are incredible people. They're brave and they're tough. And in this case, the only thing the other side understands is tough. They don't understand kindness. They don't understand niceness. They don't understand high test scores. You know, you can have the highest SATs ever recorded. And that would not impress MS-13. But these guys have the highest scores in what they do. There's nobody better. And we have to protect ICE. We have to protect our law enforcement. Now, protecting the Republican Party stands strongly behind ICE and stands really, really strongly behind all of our uniforms. Our uniformed services are great people. These are great people. Just this week, we learned that Iowa authorities have changed an illegal alien in the murder of, and they charged an illegal alien in the murder of a college student, Molly Dimmitt. And you know, the amazing thing is that everybody was talking about Molly. Beautiful, wonderful, incredible person. Everybody loved her. Everybody that met her loved her. And the father was saying, she's coming back. And I was watching and I was saying, maybe he's right. And this went on for a long time. When they found out that it was this horrible, illegal immigrant that viciously killed her, all of a sudden that story went down. They didn't want to cover it the way it should have been covered. But what happened to Molly was a disgrace, and our hearts go out. We mourn for Molly's family. In recent weeks, an elderly homeless woman in New York was allegedly beaten to death by a twice-deported illegal alien that was not supposed to be in this country. In the sanctuary city of Philadelphia, went to school in Philadelphia, local officials released a previously deported illegal alien back onto the streets. After his release, the illegal alien raped a very young child. I won't even tell you how old this child was. Democrat immigration policies are destroying innocent lives and spilling very innocent blood. We believe that any party that puts criminal aliens before American citizens should be voted out of office, not in office. Except when they get into the voting, that's what happened, remember? They went into the bus, and I said, yeah. Is anybody watching?
Trump. Even the exit polls, you know, about 5 o'clock,
there were people coming out. Who'd you vote for? But, well, I voted for Crooked Hillary. A little word with those exit polls, and we started winning every state. I said, something's wrong. That's okay. Whatever it takes, right? Whatever it takes. To secure our borders and protect Ohio families, we have to elect more Republicans. You know, we don't have much of a margin. In the House, we have very few. In the Senate, we essentially were even. You know, they always say, we have a majority. We have to win by 10. Because I'd like to see that be 1 instead of 10. But I'd like to see that be 1. Yes, but you have to win by 10. And I think in the Senate we're going to do really well. I think we're going to really surprise people, Rob Portman. We're going to win a lot of seats. We're talking on the car end and the way in, and we're mentioning name after name, but we're doing great against pretty well-known senators. And some were sort of unbeatable, and now they're even in the polls against some very talented Republicans. I think the Senate's going to be a big surprise. The House is probably tougher. We have so many people running. We have a lot of chairmen, not because they're chairman for 6 years, and then they don't want to stay because they can't be chairman. The Democrats are going to be chairman for 40 years. So we have a lot of people, really, that, I don't know, Jim, I'm still not sure if that's a great policy, because we have a lot of chairmen that are leaving. And they're leaving because when you're the chairman of a big committee, you don't want to go back and just sit there and not be a chairman anymore. So I don't know if that's a good policy. I guess it gets other people up there, but in the meantime, we have a lot of chairmen that have no choice but to leave. They just, you know, just can't do it the other way. I understand. I can fully understand. So I don't know if that's a good policy or not. What do you think? Is that a good policy? I don't know. I like a little more experience. I think we can certainly go longer than 6 years. Many, many people. But I think we have some good candidates taking their place. The platform of the Democrat Party is to raise your taxes, increase your regulations, shut down American energy, release violent criminals, and destroy American jobs. It really is. You know, I guess I could put it a little bit softer than that, but that's really the policy. Open borders equals crime, tremendous crime. The hardest kind of crime. America's economy is booming like it's never boomed before. Never, ever before. Since the election, we've created nearly 4 million new jobs. And something I like to do as much, we've taken nearly 4 million Americans off of food stamps. How about that? Over 500 100,000 new manufacturing jobs. You remember during the debates, I would talk about steel. Steel's the hottest industry. But I talk about steel. I talk about other industries coming back. I talk about car companies. You know how many car companies are now coming back to Ohio and Michigan and Pennsylvania? And they're coming back. Companies that left, they're coming back. We're negotiating now with Mexico. And we're trying to make a fair deal, not a deal like, you know, I don't know, people forget. And afterwards, a disaster. What? I mean, does anybody remember? They emptied out entire states. Now it's like, oh, NAFTA's so wonderful. NAFTA's not wonderful. It was a terrible deal for us. Terrible, terrible deal. So you go up to New England, you go up to parts of Ohio and other places, and you'll see factories that, you know, left many years ago because of NAFTA. It's a terrible deal. We're going to make it good. Or we're not going to have it. And we're getting very close to getting something. I think it's going to be very close. And I said, if we don't, it's okay. If we don't, we're going to tariff cars coming into the United States, and we'll make more money than we're ever going to make in NAFTA. Come on, that's it. And I tell that to everybody. I say, well, I'm not a threatening, I'm not really at all. I'm not a threatening person. But you say, I'm going to tax the hell out of you because I'm not on stage. But I do say, I said, look, if we can't have a fair deal, we don't need a great deal, we need a fair deal. Because NAFTA has just discovered, I mean, they just ripped the heart out of our manufacturing. And not great for our farmers. And we're going to take care of our farmers. Our farmers are great American patriots. Everybody said, oh, that's the end. Soybeans now are going up. Even I said, how did that happen? That's like a great, how good is that? But our farmers, if you look at soybean prices, go 5 years before our great election in 16. Go 5 years before, go 5 years back. Soybeans went down by 50% on election night. They were down by 50% from what they were 5 years before. Farmers were down from 15 years. They've been heading just a downward spiral. And China was very threatening to our farmers. They want to, you know, not buy farm products. We're not going to, because they want to hurt us in the election. But what we're doing with the European Union, where they have the strongest barriers, probably stronger barriers than China, and China, and other countries, Canada. I hate to say it. We love Canada. I love Canada. But they have tariffs on Canada for dairy products. These tariffs are almost 300%. And if I say, good, we're going to put a 25% tariff on Canada, I'll be inundated by politicians saying, we want free trade. He said, what's free when they charge us 300%? I don't understand. You know, we're learning from the steel industry because, as I said before, it's one of the hottest industries anywhere. I interviewed with a couple, I had a couple of great people inside the gym, and they were thanking me for what we've done in the steel business. They said, we were dying, we were getting ready to close, and now our business is more vibrant than it's ever been. This took place over a period of 6 months, and it's going to get better and better, and we're going to get the iron ore from the East Coast and other places. The youth unemployment rate has reached the lowest level in over 51 years. That's a good one. And here's one that I love, and I hope so. The unemployment rate for Americans without high school diplomas reached the lowest level ever recorded. How about this? The unemployment rate recently achieved the lowest level in recorded history. Along with Hispanic and Asian, lowest levels in recorded history. Women need to inquire as well with women. I'm sorry to tell you, women. I'm sorry, Mrs. Portman. Unemployment has just reached a level which is the lowest in only 65 years. So we're not doing as well. I could have a problem with the women's club. You know, they kept saying, I have a problem with the women's club. I got 52% in the election. I did okay. I see all those signs. You know, the women want strength. They want border protection. They want a strong military. They want their families protected. They want law enforcement. very small. So we reached the lowest level in 65 years, and in a very short period of time, that will be a historic level too, like the others. You know, with African American folks, I used to be at big rallies, and I'd read all of the problems: highest crime, toughest areas, worst schools, all of these are the worst home ownership of any group by far. And I was reading them just one after another. There were 10 pieces. Every one was a horror show, but especially anything having to do with crime and education. And they've always been voting for Democrats, you know, almost always. And I said, you know, look at these numbers. Look how bad they are. They're horrible. And my people were very upset because they said, vote for me. What the hell do you have to lose? And all of a sudden, those numbers started going up, 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 and we did great. But now we're doing great, and Kanye West like me, and that really worked. He's got a good wife, too, Kim, I'll tell you. He really is. He did a great thing. He did a great thing. The person was in jail on a very strange thing. She was there for 22 years. And it was based largely on a phone call that they were listening to. She had another 24 years. She was about 62 or 63. And I gave her a pardon. And she came out of that jail after all of those years. And the way she hugged and kissed her family and the way they loved her so much. And it was like she had some grandchildren, some sons, some grandchildren that were so beautiful. So they were grabbing her. It was just a beautiful thing to see. And she was in there for 22 years. And that was through Kim Kardashian. So I think it was terrific. I don't know. So did you see that? The scene of her coming out of that jail, that was pretty good. I want to thank pro-American trade policies. I want to talk about American Steel, which is making that great comeback, especially in Ohio. Nucor has just announced an $85 million upgrade in Marion. By the way, I hate to say this, they're doing $750 million in Florida, but we won't mention that. They'll be doing it here soon, too, because they love the state. Charter Steel announced a new $150 million steel mill in Cuyahoga Heights. That's a great one. JSW Steel is restarting the furnace and investing $500 million in Mingo Junction. Not a job. And Cleveland-Cliffs announced a brand new, beautiful $700 million plant in Toledo. And that's the future. One of the things that we've done, in addition to the biggest tax cuts, is we've eliminated the largest number of job-killing regulations of any president. In the last 8 years, almost 16 years. We set the record already. We have a lot to go. I mean, we're going to have a lot to go. We're talking to some of the folks today. We're going to have, by the way, crystal clean water, beautiful air to breathe. We're just as clean, maybe cleaner now than ever before. Our regulations are going to be tough, but they're going to be fair. You're not going to have to go to 12 different locations to get one approval when you can get it at one location. To build a highway in this country would take 17, 18, 20, and even 21 years to get approved. And then the highway was no longer, and it costed like 25 times more than the original thought. We've got it down to about 2 years, and what I want to do is get it down to 1 year. And you know, you can think about rejecting it, but at least it's not rejected. And all of the congressmen here know this very well. And then ultimately, we got approval from Rob in the Senate, is to give critically ill patients access to life-saving treatments. It's the people who they stayed on, they had no hope. We could have a great drug that we think is good, but it was going to take another 4 years, 5 years, 2 years, and they wouldn't give it to somebody who was terminally ill because they didn't want to hurt the patient, the person. And I said, what are they doing? What are they doing? And you know, people have been trying to get this passed for 30 years. The beauty of now is we really do have unbelievable experimental drugs that can really help. So now people can sign a quick document and they can go and they can get themselves very possibly make themselves better. They don't have to travel all over the world or they don't have to sit home with no hope whatsoever. So right to try. I love you. We secured $6 billion just a little while ago in new funding to fight the opioid epidemic, which is really a tremendous epidemic in Ohio. And we've got, that was very important to Rob Portman. And we're working on a lot of other ideas, but this is a really big problem in Ohio. And my administration has taken bold action to make prescription drugs more affordable. I mean, I did something the other day that they've never seen. Pfizer lifted their prices. And Novartis, some others. And I wasn't happy. And all of a sudden I got calls. I let them know I wasn't happy. I got calls. So they're rescinding their price increases. And nobody's ever seen it. And they brought it back down to where they were. Nobody's ever seen that before. But we're going to get drug prices down. We're working very hard. Secretary Azar is with me. He's actually with my wife over at the hospital. A hospital that's so beautiful. We went through, we did the tour. Some of these children, it's incredible what they're doing there. But Secretary Azar and I are working very hard on eliminating the middleman. And we're going to bring prescription drugs. It's already happening. Otherwise, frankly, Pfizer and all could not have done what they did 4 weeks ago. And we're bringing drug prices down, prescription drug prices. We reformed the section. We reformed the Medicare drug discount program to stop hospitals from overcharging low-income seniors, saving seniors hundreds of millions of dollars this year alone. I'd actually ask, why didn't they do this before? We'll always protect our seniors. We're going to take care of our seniors better than they've ever been taken care of. We've also appointed and confirmed a record number, highest number, of judges who will interpret our Constitution as written. That's opposed to judges that are making up as they go. We passed a landmark VA accountability law where we can actually fire people if they're being too overly. And as I said, we also passed Veterans Choice, something that they've been trying to get for 45 years. Veterans Choice. And I'm so proud of that one. And the Senate came through, and the House came through, and it wasn't easy. But we now have a plan. You know, the veterans, these are the greatest people. And they go to a doctor, they're not feeling well, something's wrong. They wait in line for 14 days, and literally, not call them and say, come back in 2 weeks. They'd be waiting 14 days, 21 days, 32 days. And they'd be waiting in line, and some of them had a small ailment and would be terminal by the time they got to see a doctor. It was so bad. It was horrible. And I used to say, I had something so small. I said, listen, I have an idea. If they have to wait that long, why don't we send them to a doctor around the corner? And everyone said, so we've been trying to get that approved for 40 years. And I'm here to give you things that we're pretty good at that, right? And we got the phone. So, we now have Veterans Choice. They can go out and see a doctor if they have to wait or pay the bill. And we'll save a lot of money, we'll save a lot of lives. And we're going to make the quality of life a lot better. And we're giving our brave warfighters the tools, resources, and equipment they need to defeat any enemy that dares to threaten our people. Republicans are now standing up for America. This is a big one. We're standing up for the heroes who protect America. We're standing proudly for our great, beautiful, wonderful national anthem. With CBS, which they just joined the group, and ESPN have decided not to broadcast. So they don't have any contracts. Can you imagine? They're not going to broadcast on CBS and ESPN. How do we like that? Is that good? What the hell is the NFL doing? What are they doing? Do they not have a clue? It's hurt them badly. It's continuing. They think they're doing something smart by not broadcasting the national anthem. So that's CBS and ESPN, folks, enjoy your television. While Democrats delay, obstruct, and resist, Republicans actually deliver. We're creating jobs for half a million Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, young Americans, and old Americans. And I'll tell you, if we don't get Jim, that's going to be a terrible thing. We got to get Jim. Where's Jim sitting right away? Jim, seriously. One of them was saying, sir, I worked with Jim Mason for 20 years. He's an incredible businessman. I started off with 3 employees in the city at 11,000. Where's that guy with 11,000 employees? Stand up. He went from 3 employees to 11,000. And he said, and it was Jim Mason that you were like his student, right? That's what, did he get a piece of the deal yet? No, but that's a great statement. I thought that was good. That's a lot better than what the guy needed to talk about with Jim. Because that means it. That's so incredible. Jim was a great businessman. He has a great sense. He has a great common sense. But that's a beautiful story. I really appreciate it. So while Democrats run down our country, they run it. They run it down. It's always negative, nasty, the way they come after me. Get used to it. We won the election. We're going to win again in 2020. And I hope they won. They are nasty. I'm just honest. You know, so nobody looks at them. Except Deep State and White Side. Nobody looks at them. Wow, it's big. McCain, you have the beautiful Lisa Page and her wonderful FBI agent. How about him? Did anybody ever hear struck? Did anybody ever hear testify? Did you hear this? Did you hear? No, I have no bias against the president. I have no bias. Did you read what he said? What a good Comey. Lies and leaks. He's a liar and he's a leaker. No, it's it's the most incredible thing people have ever seen, what's going on, but we're going to straighten it out today. We're going to straighten it out. A lot of good things are happening. Republicans are rebuilding our country. We believe in the dignity of work, the power of freedom, and we believe in the truth of our national motto, which a lot of people don't like using. Did you see some court ruled against it the other day? In God we trust. But I used to say, we're going to start saying Christmas again. We're going to say Christmas again. It was December, and I'd go see the receiving stores, and they never said Merry Christmas. They were all saying Merry Christmas. Our victories are America's victories because the Republican Party is the party of the American worker, the American family, the American dream, and you know what else? The party of the American warrior. You're warriors. You're great people. It's like insulting, the elite. I'm much more elite than them. I'm so much more responsible. we're better educated in most cases. You know, they talk about the elite, and you see where I'm at, and you see the slop sitting there. It's like, we beat them in every category. So let's let them relate their wishes of the thing, right? Columbus to Cleveland to Cincinnati. We have to work every day from now to November. I need you to get out and vote for the sake of our country, our future, our children. Generations of Americans have fought and bled and died to preserve our laws, protect our Constitution, and pass down the blessings of liberty. We're bringing it all back. It's all happening, folks. It's happening. That sacred inheritance, that glorious heritage, is now in our hands, and it is in our hands because of what happened almost 2 years ago. That was an incredible. That was one of the great prisons. I think the greatest prisons. Bringing our country back. You had states where people that were great people worked hard, paid taxes. If they hadn't voted in a long time, they never saw anybody they wanted to vote for. And they came down from the hills and the valleys and the rivers. And people said, where the hell are all these people? You know, the Democrats are still trying to figure out, where did these people come from? And they're never going down. But it's now up to us to defend it, to protect it, and to pass it down to our children so that they can grow up safe and strong and proud and free. With your help, Ohio is carrying the hopes and dreams of the American people all the way to victory this November. We will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never stop fighting to make America great again. I want to thank Jane and the Ohio Republican Party. What a job you've done. Boy, what a job. Representing you. Thank you, Jane. And I want to really, number one, I want to wish our gubernatorial candidates are going to do great. And I want to thank you, folks. You're going to make this guy a bad guy. I don't say that about most things, so good luck. You're running as a bad guy. And I'll tell you what, Jim Renace, you're going to win. The people of Ohio have known you a long time. You're a champion. I've known you a long time. You're a winner. You've always been a winner. And work hard. It's not a lot of time left. Work every single day. I don't even have to tell him. Normally I'd have to say, work 7 days with this guy. I don't have to tell him. But you're an incredible guy and a great inspiration, Jim. And I really believe you're going to be victorious. You're going to be here. And to the people of Ohio, you're very special. I just want to say God bless you and good night. Thank you very much. Thank you.